So for our insecticides then, that are in current use at the moment, those sort of organochlorines have, generally speaking, gone, other than that termiticide I was telling you about before. The ones that are in use at the moment then, as examples, we've got carbaryl, this guy here, chlorpyrifos, this one down here, malathion, which looks quite related, this one over here, and endosulfan, which when you can see I said they've nearly all gone. You can see why this one here might be of some issue. It looks very similar to that dieldrin that we just saw a moment ago. So it's based on that same perchloro cyclodiene framework at the end. Now, that was carbaryl, that one down the bottom is chlorpyrifos, this one's malathion, and this one's endosulfan. Some of these, yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I will be giving some pointers because otherwise they're quite scary things. Now, the toxicity of some of these is still not to be sniffed at. So in the Sudan, they were dealing with maize which had been treated with endosulfan to take out insects. Unfortunately, the maize that was being used for a funeral party was actually endosulfan treated instead of non-treated, and as a result, it was a very big funeral party at the end of the day. And as soon as you start dealing with toxic organic compounds, this is what happens. There have been lots of cases of inadvertent